Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Longtime voice of the Orioles on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Let's welcome into the show Jim Hunter. Jim, good afternoon. What's happening?
How you doing there, partner?
I can't complain, Jim. Appreciate the time as always. Angels last night, 5-for-10, runners in scoring position. Trout leads off with a homer after taking a called third strike to end the previous night's festivities. So they were swinging a hot bat, but Grayson Rodriguez heard a lot of loud contact. Why was he just a little bit off last night to the point where they were squaring him up big time?
Well, he had one of those nights that pitchers dread, where he kept missing in the happy zone. And, you know, right. when you're leaving the ball over the middle of the plate, as he did so often last night, that's the result you're going to have. You know, it's amazing because he did have seven strikeouts and he only walked one, but he allowed 11 base hits and 4 1/3. And that tells me that the command was not what it had been. In fact, that the seven runs, Bob, the second most he's allowed in any start in his brief career. Last year, in his final start before he got sent to AAA, he allowed 9 runs, 8 earned against Texas, and then he went down, got himself corrected, and then came back and was really good. But the command is an issue with him. He relies on his fastball. He does have the secondary pitches. But when you're missing in the happy zone against a team that is desperate, and the Angels were desperate, they had lost 5 in a row, that's going to be the result.
Now, as he struggled, the bullpen kind of settled things down a little bit. And I know, Jim, they had a rough week prior here. But Kimbrel aside, how you feeling about the Baltimore bullpen as we're heading into the last week of April?
Well, they did have a couple of bad days in Kansas City the other day, and they did allow 2 runs in the win on Monday against the Angels. But overall, I think they're starting to come around. I really do. They have their roles. Unfortunately, and you know, you and I have talked about this on BBT quite a bit. Because the starters don't go deep enough, it seems like there's 3, 4, or 5 relievers in a game every single game. And that long-term isn't going to work. So you would hope that the starters can, you know, do like what Cole Irvin did the other day, go 7 innings. But if the bullpen doesn't get some help, they're going to really, really come into their own and get fatigued, because you can't keep going to these guys as often as they do. And I know Brandon does a very good job of trying to balance it, where, you know, if a guy pitches today, he may not pitch tomorrow, or if he pitches 2 days in a row, he's definitely not going to pitch on the third day. But, you know, the bullpen overall, they're finding their roles, and Kimbrel has been really, really good. He's up to 6 saves now. But again, if you keep going to these guys, they're going to wear down.
Jim Hunter, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, joining us here at Vinny at 81057 The Fan. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Bob Eddie, Vinny Serrato. Orioles offense went into last night leading the majors in home runs with 35. Gunner added to the equation. Orioles have hit 2 or more home runs in 12 games this year. They won 11 of those 12. How surprised are you, Jim? They've been so reliant on the long ball for run production. For instance, they were 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position.
Well, I think the way the roster is put together, you have home run hitters up and down. So it's really not too surprising that they lead the major leagues in home runs with 36. And that has led to 130 runs, which is more than any team in the American League has scored. So when you have balance up and down the lineup and guys that can go deep, it's not surprising that they rely on that. You know, Gunner hit another home run last night. He's been very, very hot. He's got hits in 8 in his last 9 games, batting .381 in those 9 games, 4 home runs and 9 RBIs. And he's only one of the home run hitters. You know, Kowser's having a good year. They brought Kerstad up, who had a tough night last night, likely won't start today with the Angels starting a left-handed pitcher. But it's okay to rely on the home runs as long as you're getting guys on base. You know, Gunner's home run was a moonshot last night, but it was a solo shot. You'd like to have those home runs, you know, the Earl Weaver 3 runs or 2-run home run to maximize the long ball. But I'm not surprised at all that they're doing this, because I think the balance top to bottom in this lineup, it doesn't matter where in the lineup they hurt you, but you know they're going to be they're going to hurt you.
Now, Jim, it was nice to see Holiday's single was over 100 miles per hour, you know, going out. And then, like, his next at-bat, going back to the Gunner homer, the one that he hit the line drive up the middle, was that going through? Would that have been a single? Because then like you said, then that was going to be a 2-run homer, you know, and then the pitcher got his hand on it and Holiday almost beat it out. I couldn't tell if it was going to get through.
Well, you know, Vinny, the ball that hit the pitcher, I think he actually hit better than his base hit. And it was good to see that they were in back-to-back at-bats.
Yep.
I don't know where the shortstop was playing, if he was shading up the middle.
He was shading up the middle. He was shading up the middle.
Well, if he was shading up the middle, he might have had a chance to play it. But it was hit so hard, maybe it gets past him. But it was too bad, you know, the way things have been going for him. He finally got another base hit last night, his second of the year, and then he hits a ball even better, and he hits it right off the pitcher, and it ends up being an out. So I think he's coming around. I don't think he'll be in the lineup today again because of the left-hander. I'm sure Mateo will be at second base, or Westberg will be at second base, and Arias will be at third. But it was definitely a positive night for Jackson last night. And like I said, I think the ball that he made an out on that hit the pitcher was probably hit better than the base hit.
All right, Jim Hunter, last thing for you. Jim Hunter, longtime voice of the Orioles, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, our colleague here. We talk about unsung Orioles. Ryan O'Hearn, just go back to last year. He came over from Kansas City. We've spotlighted him before. He had 2 ribbies last night. Looked like the Orioles were going to get back in that game. But when we talk about players who get lost in the shuffle of the fawning over this guy and praising that guy, what about Ryan O'Hearn's importance to the team, not just last year, but obviously moving forward here in 24?
Well, he's very important because he understands what he is on this team. He understands his role, and he thrives in his role. He gets the majority of his starts against right-handed pitching. So, again, I don't think he'll be in the lineup today because the Angels are starting a lefty. But when you get production like that, and he could play first base, and, you know, Mountcastle had the knee was sore the last couple of days. He did get into the game last night. But O'Hearn is very important because, Bob, you and I I talked about this last week on BBT. It's one thing to be a role player, but it's another thing to understand that that's your job and you're going to thrive in that role. And that's the thing I respect so much about him, is that he understands he's not going to play every day. He's going to get his majority of the at-bats against right-handed pitching, and he's thriving. I mean, you look at his numbers, and he is very, very beneficial to this team. I mean, he's got 4 home runs, only 8 RBIs, but he's only played in 18 games because he doesn't play against left-handed pitching. So I think on this team where you have your everyday players, and I know Gunnar's made every start at shortstop this year, you're going to have guys like that you rely on. But the role players are very, very important, and he's one of the best role players I've ever seen because he accepts the role, and then he goes out and thrives.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.